Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR in More Than Money. Tax is an important topic for everybody and, of course, very important to Canadian business owners who might be in the process of transitioning a business. Now, there was a new bill brought forward, which we're going to have some discussion about today, that was really designed to resolve a decades-old tax inconsistency when selling to related parties.
Yeah, so let's kind of get the understanding of what the bill is about. This has a big impact to business owners who are selling. A lot of them use those proceeds for retirement. Yep. And so let's get our reoccurring guest, an expert on tax, Kim Moody, CEO, Moody's Tax. Kim, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about Bill C-208. That, of course, won't make sense to most people, but it does to you, and it does have some significant tax implications. Kim, why don't you give us a bit of an overview of what Bill C-208 is designed to do?
Sure. It's a little complicated, but I think it's rather easy to understand if I put it by way of an example. And this issue goes back about 35-ish years. So it's not a new issue, but it's been something that people have been complaining about. The government is committed to try to solve it, but there's been lots of delays. So Dave, let's say you own a company, you own shares of a private company, and you want to sell that to your son, for example. Well, if you sell it personally, so you sell your shares to your son and he buys them personally, no problem, you can claim capital gains deduction. But if you turn around and sell those shares to your son's private company, now that's recharacterized as not a capital gain, but as a dividend. And you cannot claim your capital gains deduction because in order to claim your capital, it's roughly $880,000capital gains deduction today because it's indexed with inflation. You need to have firstly a capital gain. And so the rules recharacterize in a situation like that, that you don't have a capital gain, you've got a dividend. Whereas if you sell your shares of your private company to me, for example, and even if it's my company that buys your shares, no problem. And so the rules are they distinguish between related parties, non-arm's length parties, and arm's length. And so the rules are very critical. Critical is the wrong word. The rules are biased against sales of shares to a non-arm's length party. And the reason for that is that if you look at all the rules and ultimately what's happening, Dave, if you sell your shares to your son's company and you take back cash or a promissory note, what really is happening is your son can use the existing surplus of your company that you're selling to repay the amounts owed to you. We call that in my industry, we call that surplus stripping. And